side. We kept hounding Senator Stennis and fought him all the way up. She's sold out. She gonna get it. She gonna get it. She gonna get it. She sold out. Yeah, she sold out. She sure did. She couldn't take the fucking heat, and she sold out. And we tried to get the ones that tried to kill her, and our asses got to. We're the one that caught in the damn draft. Fuck these people. If I back there and saw the son of a bitch there, I'd said, what do you want? Little ice cream? I'd looked after our people. God damn these people. When I was trying to get her to sign letters at the time, she wouldn't do it. Her husband did, but she wouldn't. She was too wanting to get in politics. The only way you can get in politics is it being Aunt Jane kiss ass. I wish we'd have never found those two. Penny, always looking for CIA and found two that time. And that's when our trouble began, honey. When we come up with the evidence and put that right under Senator Stennis and from Kessler Air Force Base and those two damn pilots, officers, and had a mind out there undoubtedly going to do her in, undoubtedly up to trying to set her up or kill her. But you sure don't need to be outside with all the government power Senator Stennis has, head of CIA and the Armed Services Committee. You don't have to be out there to tape anything. So we wandered onto some shit then. It's like parallax view. I wish the hell we had that TV fixed. Ever going to get that TV fixed so you can see that? And by the way, the man that wrote that has been completely thrown out of all. They won't accept a book he writes or a movie that he does. That's how close he come to the truth. And he's offered to write on us, but he can't sell nothing. He said he'll write on us, but nobody will buy a thing. You remember the parallax view? How many remember the parallax view? Showed a man getting into an assassination of a senator. It's obviously Senator Kennedy. It's a takeoff on Senator Kennedy. And it follows around, all the intrigue. And he runs into a corporation of assassins, paid assassins, and it shows how clever they manipulate and utilize, and he thinks he's after them, and they finally get him and set his ass up. And he dies looking like an assassin himself. And Oswald all over. And nobody cared. It showed him at the end. He's. I really do, because this is driving me nuts. We got to get some backup PA. He was trying to get the assassin of the senator, and then they got the next one. They shot the next senator, or the next leader, and it made him look like the fall guy. Had a gun right there at his feet. I remember it. That's a hell of a film. And he paid for it. They will not buy one book. You don't believe me, you write Charles Gary. He'll write for us. He is done. They won't sell him one. He can't write it. And that's a marvelous writer and a marvelous movie maker. But not a book. He got too close to the truth. Why else won't they let him? Why won't they let him have any form? He got too close to the truth. Obviously, it was one of the most intriguing movies you ever seen. No, I would have done it over again. I'd have done it over again because it's right. But I think I'd have waited a little while we got another couple of million, because she wasn't worth it. She didn't stand up. She wasn't worth it. What the fuck should we got involved in her mess for? But that's what we've always done. We fought everybody's battles, and where in the hell were they when we had ours? By the way, tell them to give that letter to Angela Davis to Cuba. They don't even have that in the offer to take us. I don't think they have that letter from Angela Davis. Be sure that Cuba has the letter from Angela Davis. She remembers this because she wants some place to come to when she has to. I don't know. If you got any ideas, we'll pass it on. He's sure broke. He's broke as broke can be. He's working a little something on Huey Newton, trying to scratch some pennies to do something for Huey Newton before it's over with. What is it? Okay, we're up here about Cuba. That right? Skip. Skip, dump, jump, jump. Move your ass. Flim flam. Singing Sam. Give him a hell, Irene. See, I like her, Christine, because she helps me. Give them hell, Irene. Mm. What's that? Give them hell at the garlic table all day. Oh, Irene. What do you think about the whole mess? Thank you, Irene. All you people better be good, because I got a traitor. If anybody got on the landing crew, I'm going to call you a traitor and put her hands on your neck. That'll get you off the learning group. All right, what do you think about going to Cuba?
I was wondering about going to Cuba.
Can't do a thing, so we got one mic, huh? It's going to get rubbing. Unless they don't move as fast since he fell in love. You'd still love that lovely black woman you've got, and you'd still be slow.
Mike,
he's just been ruined since that lovely black woman came down his way 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's just ruined, that's all. Wes is going to be colored. He's going to be a blonde-headed colored before it's over. Wesley Pope, they called him in those days. Well, I thought that's why I thought you knew I loved you. That's why I changed your name. That's the way out of your dilemma. Bidenbeck's too long for anybody to deal with. Yeah, quiet down. They got a microphone for them now, honeys? For me.
We're trading.
All right, loves, you do a good job. We got to get some equipment for them to function with. Okay, it seems like I don't have as much support as I had. There's a pillow missing. Who's been laying on my pillow?
No.
I know he ain't been over fucking on it because everybody's too tired to fuck on a pillow. I'm sure of that.
No.
Except Irene. Get on my ship again. Get that together. Okay, we're on the Cuban subject. Do we use this as an option, or how much of an option, or how much do we plan for it, or is it only in case of emergency, or do we just not plan for it at all?
Well, what I was wondering is, if we was to choose to go to Cuba now, what would happen to People's Temple? Would we merge in with the people, and if so?
I can't tell you. You can ask them that. Ask Cuba the next time. Ask Cuba if we get. I tell you, I have no zero. I've got a zero consciousness, and I've got no ego, and so I didn't even think to ask them about that when we're facing death. I didn't think to ask them whether they'd accept me as a leader. I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I'd just be so glad to get our children from not having to die. I'd be glad to shovel. I ain't wanting to piss. Always leave it to Kool-Aid Calvin. Had them back. Okay, I didn't. You hear me over there to ask Cuba? Better relay her to ask Cuba. Could we move there as a cooperative and be a model? And I don't know about that shit, but if I was Cuba, I would be mighty suspicious of anybody coming in as a whole group.
I would too.
Well, I mean, they can just see they can see that we're hell of a solidarity.
Yeah, this what I was wondering too is that how the people with you being there, how they'd feel about Prime Minister Castro. And that was another concern.
Well, that's the thing you can bring up, because Prime Minister Castro is the Prime Minister. And I don't want to be the Prime Minister. I would be if I had to be any place, I guess, but I don't want to be. And that's unrealistic. We were not going to go in there and... I know you seem to make a remark about that. So it's a matter of going there and surviving, mm-hmm. and simulating, and probably a simulation. They might give us land. They like farming, and we might get a cooperative. But you wouldn't have to worry so goddamn much about integration there, in some respects, because you're not surrounded by a bunch of motherfucking fascist pigs all the time. You don't need learning and guns and all that shit when you've got the guns of the government aimed against the capitalist heads. Here we have to be our own defense. Right. Seems to me, now there's other drawbacks. There are drawbacks. Well, you got on the subject, you posed the question, what do you think about the answers? I'll tell you frankly, as I told you, I'd be glad if they'd lock me up in Morrill Castle for the rest of my life to give people freedom here. If they was questioning me and threatened by my leadership and thought I was too magnetic a personality, which, whatever, you know, is worse to worse, when I think about all these children have to be made to make a transition, it's a very, very difficult thing for me to do. I'd rather die than do it, certainly, and I'd rather go to penitentiary than do it.
Well, that was what I was concerned about, is how, if it could go into a cooperative or something like that, that would be a different thing, but it looks like it would, after all these years of work that you've done, then to take it and merge it in with another country like that, where...
Here we go again. What's that? Hey, here.
I said it'd be very nice if they did take us over to Cuba and dropped us off, and then you could relax and go your own way.
Well, what the hell are you doing? I thought there's some open democracy here.
Testing.
I understood what he was saying. If you don't, that's your problem. Each judge your loyalty your own way, huh? I'm not some ego who has to defend his throne, honey. You may need it, so talk about it, but... that don't alarm me what he said at all. I don't want to go my own way, though. I'll go right there with you. And I ain't got no great visions of grandeur. What the hell good am I when there's young men over in Ethiopia, you know? I'll get out there and shovel shit and make fertilizer, whatever the hell. I don't give a fuck. I got no ambitions but to fit into whatever the revolution could use me. I once could have been very good in broadcasting, bilingual possibilities. I could help on Radio Cuba, something like that. I can fight, but I'll do wherever the hell the call comes. I have no ambitions. I don't give a shit what to do with me. Don't get a continental shit.
Well, in relation to what Dan said, I can understand what Dan said, and I can appreciate it. And I mean, we can be thankful that you brought us a far cry from where we were. But This was what was my concern of...
Well, I don't mind what you're concerned about either, because we've got to discuss this. Two of you, if you don't work hard at it, all of you, they're talking about it, you still have 80% that won't even know where Cuba is when we finish the conversation.
Well, what I was thinking about is how they would accept you there...
Shut up! Now, I want you laughing back there. Come on, get the shit together. Let's go now.
Accepting you there in a co-op situation, which would be ideal, I would think, for us. But I don't know how the other people would react to you and how the government would react to you. There's just some thoughts that went through my mind.
Well, you got a right to go through your mind. Got no problem.
What's my mind?
Dr. Fernand says that I'm the purest socialist he's ever seen. This is the purest form of socialism. He said that we have less elitism. Well, the only place he didn't see elitism was here, what he said. And he is the head of the guy on the livestock board. He'd been to Cuba. He said that there are little privileges for people who are in the communist ranks high up. But I still can tell you that people have a very good standard of living, great degree of freedom, all the meat and all the food they want to eat, lovely theaters and shows. You know, a lot of things, free medicine, free dentistry. And hell, it's 15 years ahead of this place. I can tell you that. That's my ass off. I don't mean here. I don't mean our project. But I'm talking about other cities. It's 15 years ahead of them. Because they've had 15 years of revolution ahead of them. It's not necessarily knocking this place either. This country's got basic riches beyond them. If it gets a ship together, it's got bauxite, aluminum, all the minerals, it's potential oil. If you can get a ship together, it's a richer nation.
I stood to agree to take Cuba as an option because once we get many aces in the hole, you can't ever have too many.
I'd like to ask them questions before I...
Well, ask them, man. That's good, because they're on there. I think they're still on there. Right at the gate, they can ask more of Cuba.
I'd like to know just how would we handle what we have here? Would it come back to a later date, or how would we dispose of what we have, and how do we handle that?
That Cuba won't be able to answer. If we go right wing, if the country goes right wing, we'd be lucky to get out with our asses and what we've turned into gold and money.
And Cuba will accept us just as we are now. There will be no restriction on
Cuba. What do you mean?
On our seniors, say our the seniors that we have.
I won't go. If there's anybody that won't go, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but if they don't let everybody go, I won't go nowhere. I don't go. If they won't let us go, that's. If there's one person they say no to, then the option's over. That's a question, the seniors, because our checks are not good in Cuba. We have to live on our assets. And I've not got all my assets here, by the way. They're not all here. If Guyana can go tomorrow, and some of the money won't go. It's hid from them. It's not in this country. That's what I'm saying. But as I recall the law, you can't get no Social Security checks in Cuba. Right? Cuba, Vietnam, or Hungary. Or Albania. North Korea. Yeah.
Right. I think we should... Now, what you just said sort of almost changed my mind, because that money is important.
I don't know. We need to research what other checks. Attorneys, somebody taking some notes all the time, we need to check what other checks, what other kinds of monies are eligible to go there. Go ahead.
Well, aside from that, what I was going to say before you mentioned that was my main reason for thinking we should seriously plan to go is because Cuba doesn't recognize any of the United States courts.
Which has been what's been bedeviling us
right.
All along.
That's the main reason, be less pressure on you, and they're hostile toward the United States. They wouldn't be pussyfooting around with them when they try to threaten us. In fact, I don't think they try to threaten us as much either.
And they got much more opportunity for recreation, and the best beaches in the world are lovely, lovely beaches, and lovely sports facilities, lovely educational facilities. I don't know how Castro's going to react. That's an unknown factor to me. But I won't be threatening nobody as long as you're protected. That's when I become like an old hen. I don't give a shit. I'll sit back and do whatever the hell I want me to do.
Then another reason is it's closer to here. We could make a little, if we get the boat, we can make several trips.
It's the only place we know for sure we can get with the boat.
Right. Maybe take some of our agricultural equipment and help out in the fields over
there.
Well,
I think somebody needs to compute that boat, 350-ton boat. Can somebody get down to, and how much gallons of water you got to have, and how many you got 1,000 plus people? I think you got to get down to some statistical calculations. The cudgel can travel along behind it with some stuff.
He had written down, I think it's somewhere around 500 gallons a day of water.
1,000 gallons a day, isn't it?
Or you can say that some of the.
I don't know, but Gene, ask Gene, and what somebody better do some calculating on that boat. Well, we went through that ship before. What was it, a 3-day, 4-day journey?
Roger.
We had so many people.
I think it was about a 4-day journey.
It travels faster.
No, it goes 7 knots.
Huh?
It goes, according to Gene, it goes 7.
No, that's right. It uses less fuel. I'm sorry. It uses less fuel than the cudgel.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 gallons of water. Well, 6 days times 500 is 3,000 gallons of water. Countries to which Social Security checks can't be sent. U.S. Treasury Department regulations prohibit mailing checks to anyone in Albania, Cuba, East Berlin, East Germany, Khmer Republic, Cambodia, North Korea, People's Republic of China, or Vietnam. Well, nothing about Russia. You can get your checks in Russia, Poland. This is Social Security check, I think. I think it's only Social Securities. Government, other forms, you can. But there's ways around that. I heard there's ways around that. You can send your check someplace. I think I heard some ways around that. I know ways around it. It's a fucking white knight. But God damn him. I can see some problems you got with some of these fuckers over here. We better let them go back, I'm going to tell you. Because some of them fuckers, when they go to Cuba, Cuba say, do you want to be in Cuba? I don't know. Then you got trouble. Because Cuba's not naturally going to take somebody that's an elder, that can be some senior, that don't know where the hell they're at, and don't know what they're doing, and don't know why they're going, and don't know communism from Christianity, and Marx from the second chapter of the book of the Bible. I don't think they'll care. I don't know. They may not be that severe, but they want to be in a position of saying, taking somebody against their will. What's that? You got to really look into that. That's what bothers about some of these people here. They've been following me around because I can turn water into wine.
I don't think Cuba should be considered as an option because in the September White Night, you got the message that the Cuban government would only accept you and a few others, not all of us.
Yeah, man, but hell's fire. We were in the middle of a warfare. Now then, they're talking differently now. This is April. That's September.
Still,
they didn't know us from jack shit, man. All they heard today, they no doubt heard all that shit going on the radio waves. All that shit carrying on. We were carrying on something terrible.
I feel that the simulation is living something less than we are living now, and
you speak what you feel.
I just don't see going back or regressing. That's what I want to say.
Well, if you had a child, a baby in your arm, you might cause you a slight different perspective. One thing Cuba's got to work out, one thing we got to, is a Guyanese child that wants to go. And another thing that got to be straightened out is that
the registration of some babies. And that shit's got to work out. You follow me? And they follow me over there? That two babies I'm talking about. Well, they got to find that out. I mean, I asked them that damn question. They said we got to get it done. We got to get it registered, that's all. Well, that's what I'm saying. We ought to get started with it, to test it. Because if there's any hang-up, here I die with Johnny and Ava and Sandy. The rest of you can go, but I die. Well, I'm just telling you for me. That's just the way it is. I'm sick of it. I ain't going through that shit no more. I've had to give up babies and be through that. I've had babies snatched from me. I had it snatched. I went through it and see them take the baby and ride weird and have the baby go 2 weeks later, die out two states away. I've been through that shit, and I ain't going to see nobody I love go through that shit no more. Well, that's just what I say. We better move on it, because you're going to sure as hell get caught in a white night and it ain't none. Well, I don't think that'd be no big deal. I don't. I'll get you there and talk about the passport afterwards. And we can get him to start the process. He did it for me without me going in there. If you get a picture, if he gets the right size picture, he'll do it. He did it for me. I don't know why he wouldn't do it for anybody else. I didn't go near the place. You see, I didn't have a passport either. That was one reason we couldn't go any place the last time. I didn't have a passport. It is now. I think it had been changed. It hadn't been for all this shit in Angola and Ethiopia, but because Cuba was warming up. But it may change in time. It will have to change in time if the war doesn't come.
As far as taking any other funds in there, I don't see anything in the world that we're
innocent. No. What, we're not. No, our money. Our money's our money. I'm talking about what? All other retirement checks? Yeah, yeah.
Any limitation whatsoever.
He sees no other limitation, only Social Security. All other kinds of retirement, he says.
CSA? I don't think that the CSA would be good.
Says U.S. Treasury Department regulations prohibit sending checks to anyone in Albania, Cuba, East Berlin.
Issue CSA, too.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's going to have to be checked out.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Well, better have them check it out. We want this done, because we're in the middle of a white night. And we don't know for 2 weeks what the hell's going to take place, even though Cuba does not think that things are going to go. What was that statement there, Cuba? What did I give you about Cuba? Cuba did not also think that. I didn't think they'd go right. Did I say that? I want to be sure I'm quoting right. Is that what did I just say? She was standing here by my side. Said the Constitution will not mean fascism. I'm going to the right or just delay the elections, which the black do not feel comfortable with. Elections, because it'll end up East Indian control, and they do not trust East Indians to be free of racism. That's what it boils down to. So the Cubans are not concerned, and the Cubans are predominantly mulatto. Cubans are predominantly mulatto. Well, say that, Phyllis. It's all right. Say it publicly. I'd rather you said it publicly. Go ahead.
I think we should hold Cuba, keep it in mind, and then the place that Donnelly was telling us about before when we were on the line, and then somebody needs to talk to the Vietnamese.
Let me tell you about Diamond, Grenada. The only way you can go to Grenada is that that's the strangest damn twist of things I've ever seen in my life. They're friendly to us. If we don't have any trouble here, they'll talk to us about going. It's the most beautiful island under the sun, but it's going away from communism. Into an outright merger economically with Chile. Though the Prime Minister has been very friendly to us and is black. It's very weird.
I don't want that either. So we'll keep Cuba in mind, and then if these people...
I think you'd be in a Guyana ship all over again. I don't Grenada. Grenada's it's beautiful. It's just a couple of days' journey up the river. After out of the river, but I don't want to get no more of this shit.
No, because seems like these people seem to have a face on each side, the front and behind, and one on each side. Every time you try to screw it on
that's
right,
true,
they got a face for everything come. So, and I
that's,
would
They had it U.S. They had it in U.S. too. We just didn't see it as directly, and we didn't have no face of hope there at all. That's why we're always better here, because we have a face of hope. In the U.S., it was always hopeless everywhere you looked. And we couldn't go in to talk to a foreign minister. We couldn't go in and talk to the Minister of Health. We couldn't get in to see nobody, and there was no way to talk about your status, because you were losing your freedom more every day. They just take black congressmen and do away with them in the USA. No questions asked.
Whatever is best.
Whatever you see, if you're going to die here.
What do you say, though? What do you say?
That's what
we're doing tonight, not with death, but what you say.
Well, he said, don't throw out whatever I say, because it puts a lot of burden on me.
Well, I'll die here, and I'll go to the States if you want me to. I'll go to the States, period. I will go to the States.
For what? For what we shush. Hush, hush, hush. For what reason? For the States, honey?
I will go to the States, and I'll meet with the people, with our enemies, at wherever they meet. And after I get there, I will get a pistol, and I will get some ammunition. Mm-hmm. And then I wouldn't mind shooting every one of them, and then shooting myself. But I wouldn't have to shoot myself, because the police would shoot me. See, but I'll shoot every one of them.
That's good, sweetie. I like that. You talk like you're realistic. Put her name down. She's right. You wouldn't have to worry about shooting yourself. Oh, sure, she'd get done a lot more than some of these chicken-hearted younger people even are scared. You people go scared every time somebody talks like that. And it's true. You're going to live forever, honey. You're going to live forever.
Dad, I agree with Sister Sneed about that. But what I want to speak about is L.A. I would like to go to L.A., although I don't want to go back, but I would like to go there on account of the murders. And I would like to go there and kill a bunch of them, and then let the policemen kill me and give up, and let them kill me, because I'd like to get a lot of them before they get me.
Put her name down. How are you going to do it? Somebody asked this good question. How are you going to do it?
Well, if I get me some kind of poison needle or gun or anything, I can get my hands on to kill him. Well, I'd kill myself. Get a gun and kill myself then, if they wouldn't kill me.
Quit eating, honey. They can't torture you alone. That's one thing you can do. You can quit eating and quit drinking, and they can't keep you alive indefinitely with intravenous. No way. They can try, but they can't do it. There have been plenty of black people who have refused it right in the prisons of USA and died. I know histories, medical histories. They can't keep you alive. Don't let them feed you. Don't let them give you a drop of water. And the torture will stop pretty soon.
About the meeting or whatever they're going to have down there, what they ought to do, whenever they come down there, they ought to go with all those winos.
You know what I'm saying, little Tiny? If you got a will to die and do your job, you can do it. Drink your piss. Grab your piss the first time you're not looking. Drink it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And get some of those winos, the ones who would like to drink and fight, and bring them up there in, and let them get rid of the people who had come in front of the place.
Well, unfortunately, most winos like to drink, but not fight.
Well, a lot of them likes to fight, though.
I've often considered contract work, but contract work, even with people that I've had, these sons of bitches are out telling them some of that now. They're saying, I got a contract with the mafia. But if I'd had one and wanted to use it and thought it was feasible, they wouldn't have been walking loose. There's always some loose ends about contract work. I believe in the loyalty of myself and the inner core of us who know our principles. You start keeping people saying, get this gang, get that, get the mafia. You know who the hell you're getting.
What the hell are you getting? You get a double agent? You know what the fuck you're buying. Buying me, you're buying a killer. You got, you, it's tough business. Do all the questions we need to ask. Okay, let's go.
What are we going, if we do go to Cuba, what are we going to do about housing?
Honey, Cuba is no trouble about housing. They got great big modern apartments. Havana is as beautiful a city as you've ever been in your life. It makes Georgetown, there's no ghetto in Havana. It's way ahead of this revolution. And that way it's ahead of the USA. There's no ghettos. You don't find any. You don't find no poor section. Some of their streets are not up to par because they've been putting more care in the hospitals and the schools. But they got housing. Nice housing. Huey Newton had it made and left. One clear advantage I see you got. Cuba, some motherfucker, sometime, we may win it by white knights, is going to go out here and lie. They could do all that they want to in Cuba. But here, when you got a mixture, and they're tied up with the IMF, Cuba don't get no aid from USA. You got a problem. I don't want to spell out all the problems like crossword puzzle, but you got a problem. When the first one goes over the hill, if he makes it through the tigers and the snakes, which is good chances he won't. And if that goes friendly to us in the GDF, down in the Defense Force, keeping that friendship with the top man over the entire Defense Force. But somebody said, by the way, which bothered me, because I account for a good bit out of the John Harris, I understood you said something, you knew a way out of here. I don't want you to tell about it, but I want to know why you said that, because that kind of shit gets me nervous. I think they would want to mention that, yes. I'm even asking you because it's going through the grapevine, and I want to ask you about it because there's no point in mentioning it, don't seem to me.
I think there was some misunderstanding about that. If there's a conversation that we were, Diane and I were having,
that's Thurman.
And even yeah. The ambassador.
What I asked you, but before that, it was pertaining to what we was talking about this afternoon about going back, you know,
strategy.
And
going back what?
I took it like.
I didn't catch a word you said.
No, it's strategy. We were discussing strategies.
Oh yeah.
And I took it like he said that he knew other airports or other airs, you know, ways of getting out of here. And I took it that he
other
had airports or something like that.
He must not have said that.
Airstrip down here in Port Katuma. I didn't know about
it. There's an airstrip down in Port Katuma, but ain't nobody going to come in and out of that airstrip.
No, and the strategy that we discussed, I think you've got the paper on that.
I got strategy on what you said. It was a very brave act, but that didn't have to do with the airport, did it, John? It was about killing people. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, one part of it is, getting in and getting out.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, if that's what it relates to, then, is that... I just wanted to ask the goddamn question, because anytime you hear anybody talk about that shit, you got to know what they're talking about, what they got in mind. Clear it up. I'm clearing it up for other people's minds.
And that's what I understood.
So he had a plan, a very sophisticated plan, on which I don't want to go into. It had to do with, elimination of enemies, which I told him to keep, because it showed follow-up, thought through, street knowledge and savvy. Mm-hmm.
Dad, I have a little cousin that made a bomb, and he threw it in the lake in Oakland, and they sent the army, they had to...
Could you stop just a minute there, sweetie? 3,000 gallons of water. 15, 13, 70 tons, 350 people. Is that 280 tons?
Huh? That's 280 tons left over for food and equipment.
Back to the people?
It's only 13 tons for the water necessary.
Well, Christ almighty, 280 tons. We can put a hell of a lot on a ship with 280 tons. Bulldozer's only 16 tons. We can take a hell of a lot out of here. Take all of our medical supplies. We could strip everything damn near. And then
take it. The load. Let me have it. The load.
Once explained, we may have 350 tons with the space, the area to put this in.
No, I'm talking about after you get 300. A boat may take that. But every pound that you add makes it go that much farther down in the water, and I'm wondering about the way out. We've got some places where the draft will only allow a certain draft on the boat.
Yeah, that's right. The shallow draft. What's a? Yeah, they bring in 500 tons laden, don't they? They brought them in laden right down this river. So we got no trouble there. 280 tons extra for weight. Come on now, folks, stay with it for goddamn sake. Your fat ass is going to be on there. We'll take you off, and then that'll be 281 tons. What is it,
Okay, the Myrtles are called up.
We may get Claire to talk to her on a phone patch or both band where they can't be followed. Can't hear it? You can't hear a thing. No copy, huh?
It's a little barrel. We're getting bits and pieces. I've got.
Well, they've made contact with the Medlock, so we're going to have them there.
Pat
Ray, they were thinking about using Pat Ray to get in the middle of the mess so we could. What about her loyalties? Pat Ray's mother. Said she had a nervous breakdown, but. She's close to Claire. What about her holding up and nothing? We'll find out where they're going to be. They're calling everybody in Los Angeles trying to get them in this shit.
Okay. Huh? Pat Ray's mother, so they're talking about.
Pat Ray's mother.
Yeah, Ozzy Holly in L.A., she seemed pretty positive, and she's a caller there, and I don't know how she would react.
They called her?
Okay, came with
her. Hush, that's her. Okay.
No.
Oh, shit, no. Monica would have a theatrical performance there. Isn't that right, Comrade Ray?
You want to tell Dad?
Can you respond to how you can go hold up? Oh yeah, we'd like a statement as to how you feel that they, if they'll hold up under going into a den of traitors, going into a press conference of traitors.
My mom,
right?
She'd act like she's gonna play one role and get her do a switch inside and embarrass the hell out of them.
I think she could do it. I think she could. Because, when she brought me in the church and everything, the way she got me in, you know, and I really didn't want to come and nothing, and she kept making me come, you know, my 5 times so I could get my card and everything, you know, and the whole time I still didn't want to come, and she was making me, you know, telling me different things, you know, about the church and Dad and everything, and,